Hello, this is Marty Wright, a partner with Prescani, and I am delighted to be here with you to talk about the Caregiver Experience Survey and the importance of your role in completing that survey. I've been working with San Juan Regional Medical Center for the greater part of a year, and I have very clearly grown to understand the importance of the caregiver voice to the leadership team, to the managers, and to the individuals who are making everyday care decisions at San Juan Regional. So as the survey is deployed in early 2023, you might be asking yourself, why should I take the time as a busy caregiver to fill out the survey? Well, the survey is actually your opportunity to share your voice with the leadership at San Juan Regional. It is your opportunity to offer meaningful suggestions for how San Juan Regional can make your department or your team a better place to work. And it's your opportunity to really highlight some of the great things that you see going on day to day within the organization and within the community. When we talk about what's working well, we really want your insight on daily operations, how well your team functions together, what type of relationship you have with your direct supervisor or your manager, and how you perceive your connection with San Juan Regional is going, and how much you give to the organization, as well as how much you get in return. Similarly, when it comes to sharing feedback on what can be improved, we're really asking that you thoughtfully reflect on the past year, think about things that have been done to make your work environment stronger and better, and then also things that could make it an even greater place to work. You have an incredible opportunity to care for the people in the community in which you live and to serve those who have needs. San Juan Regional is committed to making it the best possible place for you to do that, which is why they've invested so heavily in the Caregiver Experience Survey. Now, I do want to note that when it comes to the idea of caregiver experience and engagement, we're not really talking about creating happy employees. Certainly, we want you to find joy and meaning in the work that you do, and there is no greater privilege than the opportunity to care for your community. But when it comes to the engagement survey, we need your input because we are trying to create an environment together at San Juan Regional in which you not only survive, but you can thrive as a caregiver and as a member of this important team. Ideally, we would use the data to identify processes and systems that need to be improved so that you can excel at your daily operations, and also to eliminate those things that we find suboptimal in the care environment. So you'll have an opportunity to share your feedback via Likert scale or 5-point scale questions that go from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And you'll have an opportunity to share your feedback through open-ended questions. And we're going to ask intentionally and specifically that you share robustly in that open-ended section so that we can use your qualitative and quantitative insights to drive the work forward. Having been a part of this San Juan Regional team for the last year, I can confirm the incredible investment that this organization is making in the caregiver experience. Senior leaders are committed to understanding what the needs of caregivers are through this survey and acting upon those findings. Together with Prescani, San Juan Regional is designing tools and processes to make it easier for teams and leaders to act on the results as those data come back, and most importantly, for all of you as caregivers to feel the impact of that work day to day. It has been an incredible privilege to be a part of this group, and I appreciate the opportunity to share why this survey is so important. When you get that email or that text message, please invest the 10 to 12 minutes necessary to complete the survey so that San Juan Regional can continue to invest in you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this brief podcast, and we look forward to our continued work together in 2023 and beyond.